Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
In this thing with soul on now, it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. See you then.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That do not exist. So he wants to work for the IRS. Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone. Thank goodness it's Monday. Another broadcasting week starting for us tonight here. But I am not alone. We actually have Christina joining us here. She is auditioning to be the next Freedomist with the Proof Negative Radio Show as my co-host here. So we'll bring her around in just a second. And if you out there in Radio Land want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208 and just press lucky number 1 on your phone and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Christina. Well, welcome in, Christina. I hope you like that applause there.
Yes, that was very nice. That was good.
So, what kind of applause is good? You don't want the Nelson. You know what the Nelson is, right?
No, I don't.
Have you ever watched The Simpsons?
Oh, my gosh. Not for probably 15 years. It's been a while.
Okay, there's the bully Nelson. He says this.
Ha ha!
You don't want that.
No, that's pretty annoying. I agree. I agree.
Yeah, so we want you to feel welcomed around here. So thank you for picking up the bat signal and trying out here tonight as our co-host here. So we're rooting for you, of course, because I want to go back to doing Mondays again.
Yes. Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for thanking me.
Sure. So how are you this evening?
Well, I have some allergies, but I'll work with it here as long as I can. Anytime it's super windy here in Las Vegas, I end up having a migraine because I can't handle the pollen like I used to when I was younger.
Oh boy! So migraines? Do you like have the aura before you had the migraine, or do
What's
you just
that?
Get the pain? The aura of like where you can't see, like you'll be like right now. If I had it, I used to have classical migraines. And if I
sometimes I can't see this one. I'm good enough so that I can see it. It's maybe on a pain scale on a 1 to 10, it's like a 3. So it's not that bad.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Mine were always debilitating. I had to literally just stop what I was doing. They were awful. And thank God I no
longer
have
Yeah, to be honest,
it's
one of the reasons I like having a co-host because sometimes I get the migraines and there have been times where I'll be face down on the floor and letting the co-host run the switchboard and I'm just here for conversation and direction.
Oh, wow.
But we're not going to do that today.
Oh, no. That's good. Yeah. Tell the universe that's not happening. So I would love to be able to do that. You know, you have people tell you that, you know, just tell, you know, you have, they talk about these, I know they're groups to where they can actually, they say that, you know, you can talk to the universe or whatever, and you can make things happen. Or like, if you're feeling sick, you can just make it go away. And I'm thinking, I would love to know how to do that, but I definitely have not figured that one out.
I'll be honest with you. At some point, I might play a longer clip just so I can eat some oranges or something.
Oranges are good. Those are one of the most cleansing foods for the lymphatic system of the body out there. I will say
a grapefruit might be a little bit better than an orange as far as that goes.
Well, from my teachings, no, but, you know, I guess it can depend on the person, but citrus fruits in general just are very cleansing. They're like an astringent to the lymphatic system, so they help to break out.
So let me ask you, do you have a favorite citrus fruit? Because I'm huge on exotic fruits, and I know my stuff.
Well, unfortunately, where I live, I don't get to taste enough of the exotic fruits. We just don't, you know, we just don't get them here. So I have to rely on pretty much the basics around here. So just if I can get my hands on really good organic juicing oranges, and I do lemons, I do limes, I do grapefruits. I actually, my favorite juice in the morning is one grapefruit, about 4 or 5 oranges, and one lemon. And
okay.
I juice that, and that is my breakfast. So I know a lot of people will be like, you know, that's too much sugar, but it's not, trust me, it's not, it's just
so
fine.
My favorites are, if have you seen Ugly Fruit before? It's spelled UGLI.
I think I've seen it like on YouTube, but I don't remember what it looks like. I guess I could look it up real quick here on my computer.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite fruits ever. It's
it looks like it's beat up,
but that's when it's good. And when you open it, you have to be careful because it has just a ton of juice inside it, and you'll get wet if you're not paying attention.
Oh, nice. That's fantastic. You know, they talk about, everybody talks about, you know, getting clean water and everything. And do you know the most pure form of water is basically in a fruit?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're eating a lot of fruit, you literally don't have to do all the water because you're getting the most purified, nutritious water there is inside that fruit. So the juicier a fruit, the better. Watermelon is fantastic. You know, it's loaded.
So, yeah, what I have in my fridge right now here is I have some clementines, I have some Caracara oranges, and some blood oranges.
Oh, the Caracara are good. Those are really good. But, no, I'm all for moving to a tropical area. Or just a warmer area.
Well,
like
I'm
Florida.
In Las Vegas. It's not very tropical out here.
Well, no, that's true. Yeah, but I guess.
But I will tell you, I recently purchased a dragon fruit tree. So I don't know if I'm going to get any fruit this year, but next year it should have fruit.
Oh, nice. I'm actually trying to grow fig trees because I love figs. So I'm going to see how that goes. I've got a lot to learn, but I'm willing to learn and I'm trying. My brother built me.
So my neighbor and I both grow stuff and we share. So he has a fig and a pomegranate tree.
Oh, nice. And has his fig tree been pretty easy to, like, is it pretty easy to handle? Does it take care of itself or is it a lot of work?
I haven't really looked much at his tree, but he's brought over some figs before from it. And they are mighty tasty.
Oh, I'm sure. I can only imagine how good they are, you know, to get them that fresh.
But I also have a tower garden.
I don't know what that is, but I did hear you talking about that with someone, and I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, so it's a cylinder. So there's 5 rows with 4 spots. Each where you could plant, so you could plant 20 different things at once, and it's hydroponic, so you plug it in and it's on a watering system.
Okay. So does it have to be smaller things like lettuce, things that don't get too huge?
If I plant it on the bottom, I can put zucchini in or tomatoes or even watermelon or cantaloupe. I haven't been successful with growing it yet, but I've seen people that do it.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting. I've seen years ago when I don't even know, it might have been 20 years ago, but I remember a gentleman introducing the vertical greenhouses.
Okay.
Do you? I don't know. I don't think very many people heard of him because he had suggested that you could build these giant vertical greenhouses, you know, in many, many local areas. And he said you can even take algae and grow in there, and it could be made into fuel. And it was 50% lipid, so they could easily, you know, take this and turn it into fuel. But a few years later, I learned that they had, like, I guess they somehow got this out of his hands, and it kind of got destroyed. I said, of course, I'm sure it was the oil industry, you know, probably somehow got wind of it and didn't want it to happen. But anyway, the vertical greenhouse part of it was phenomenal, you know, because they had these, can you imagine having that in every, like, community, this giant vertical greenhouse to where there's sheets of things that could grow? I mean, it's important to have things in soil when you can.
My stuff would be considered a vertical garden. You get five rows with four.
Sure, sure.
So the best I've ever done, some of the things that I've had over the years and right now, in the wintertime, the rule generally is because it sits on my back patio and I put some green netting around it, so it's like a pseudo greenhouse. But if something dies in the winter, I have to wait until the end of February, early March to replant something.
Okay.
Because there will be days accidentally where it's between 30 and 33 degrees, and you don't want anything to freeze out there if you can help it, especially if it's trying to grow.
I don't think I realized.
I have to wait until the coast is clear.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a wallapini?
Wallapini? No.
Yeah. Okay.
I know of rapini.
What is it?
Rapini, R-A-P-I-N-I.
Oh, okay. No, wallapini is like an underground greenhouse. So you have basically three walls of it are underground or dirt walls. You have one wall that you're going to have like your door and stuff open. And then on the top, it's you have like the glass. So it's insulated to where, you know, you can so easily grow all year long. And it's protected too in the ground. But it's pretty interesting.
No, I'm not familiar. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's W-A-L-L-I-P-I-N-I. But my brother actually built me a legit greenhouse. It's not huge, but it's like 8 feet by, I think, 8 by 10. So it's smaller, but it's glass and it's nice. So I've got to get in there and get that started. I've just got a lot of learning to do. But boy, we all need to learn to grow our food these days. That's for sure.
Yeah, right now. Just some of the easier stuff I have growing because, like I said, I have to wait until the end of February, early March to plant new stuff. But my Swiss chard is doing real well. And then, of course, there's green onions out there. I usually always have green onions.
Yeah.
They're the easiest thing to grow, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You know, lettuce is so easy to grow. I don't know if you've tried that, but I did that this summer, and so easy.
Let me tell you about my kale. I had it on the top row, and it grew taller than my roof. Actually, I needed a ladder to get to the top of it.
Wow. Goodness. So how?
And if you let it sit too long, it actually, when it flowers, I didn't know this, that it's part of the broccoli family. So you'll get these broccoli flowers that sprout up when it goes to seed.
How does it affect the taste? Does it taste better?
Oh, it starts getting bitter at that point once you have broccoli flowers. And at some point, if you let it go too long, it actually becomes inedible. If after the broccoli hours happen, and you let it still sit there, I've actually made myself throw up, not on purpose, but I tried to eat it like 3 weeks after I picked all the broccoli off it, and it just was not edible.
Yeah, because, I mean, even Semkel before you let it get better is sometimes hard to, you know, you got to get the right kind of Semkel. So not all of it is very tasty. But, yeah, I don't, as far as the only thing I've ever grown are tomatoes, this year lettuce. I'm trying to grow Concord grapes. Gonna see how that goes. But do you ever watch, are you familiar with James Puglioni?
No.
Okay, he's a YouTuber. But oh my goodness, he's turned his backyard into a food forest. And it is incredible. I mean, it blows my mind every time I watch him because he's in like, I think New Jersey. So, but he has definitely got a green thumb. But he also said he learned along the way. You know, he made mistakes, learned from them, and it paid off. So I doubt he has to do too much grocery shopping because he literally has most everything except for obviously citrus. We can't grow that around here.
I had a kumquat tree for a little while, but it died after 1 year.
Ah. Was it pest, or do you think it just...
Well, there's caliche out here, so if the tree starts to sprout and the roots grow and the roots hit this dirt that's impenetrable... it'll die right there, so I didn't dig far enough down.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess, obviously, you guys don't get a lot of rain. So, I mean, the soil out there, is it probably not great for growing, or?
Well, I'm not saying you can't grow anything, but you really have to work hard on trees especially, because you can container garden most vegetables, but sometimes it's harder when you have a fruit tree, but you can do it.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to be able to grow citrus trees. I mean, that would be phenomenal. And avocado. That'd be great, too.
Yeah, you need a greenhouse, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd have to have a big one. Have to have a pretty big one, I guess. Unfortunately, I don't have that much land, although I continuously look. So I would, if I could find it.
Yeah, but I'm sure that Klaus Schwab and the Economic Forum don't want you to have that land.
Yeah, I am. I don't think any of those guys are going to be very welcome where I live. I dare them to come down this way.
They somehow feel that their group of maybe 1,000 to 1,500 people can rule 7.5 billion people across the world. They honestly think that.
I mean, it's just, it blows my mind that they're that, I mean, honestly, ignorant, I think, is the right word, because it's like, none of us, you know, elected them to talk about doing anything for us. I mean, they're just, I'm like, well, I guess all of us can go ahead and go start our group somewhere, and then we can start telling them what we're going to do for the, you know, to them or whatever. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I hadn't even heard of the World Economic Forum till, I guess, COVID. And then I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And when you go to their site, oh, my goodness, they make it look, they almost make it look like it's a good thing. You know, they have all this stuff on there that makes it look like they really care about the earth and everything. And it's just such a psyop. It drives me crazy. But, no, I I would love to know the percentage of people that actually even realize that that organization exists and that they're, you know, that they have these yearly meetings. Because I don't think many people know.
I'll put the over-under at 5% of the world.
5%?
Yeah.
Wow. I believe that. I believe that. That's the only, I guess maybe that's one of the ways they can continue to get away with it. But I think more and more people are finally getting, you know, that's the only great thing, I guess, about about technology is that all of us now can communicate and share these things. And used to before all this, you know, they could go and do all that stuff and nobody would really know about it. But I don't know. I don't, it's bothersome that they're there doing that and that they believe that they can get away with all that. But at the same time, I don't really think that they will. I mean, it's not in this country. I mean,
I don't know. There's a few things that I think that most people won't care about, but there's a few that at right this second, like if they try to take away the guns or if they try to force a microchip on you, I think those things are non-negotiable. But we've learned with COVIDs that people will do a lot of different stuff.
Oh, yeah.
People, for
the
most
compliance
part, will
blew comply. My mind. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was so disappointed in how easily people just rolled over and complied and believed what was going on. I mean, it's fear, plain and simple.
But you know what's even sadder, though, Christina, is that so the CDC admits that there's errors with the gene therapies.
Yeah.
All the major medias have come out and said that they're questioning now. And meanwhile, you have President Trump even this past weekend talking about how great the gene therapies are. Extremely tone deaf, and it just makes it hard to support him when he's out there telling people to still get their gene therapies when even the agencies are saying no.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's really frustrating, because I was a supporter, but when he started promoting, you know, the jabs, I was like, you know, this is a little bit disturbing. But
right.
Then when you look into
David. Yeah, but you also realize that Pfizer gave him $1 million in his campaign also.
Right. But there was also, I would have to dig into my notes, but Dr. David Martin, he has all this information in detail. And he is a very, I don't know how the word to describe him, but he basically has more stamps on his passport than probably anyone on this earth. And he knows what goes on with these patents and all this stuff. And Trump was aware of the gene, what do I want to call it, the genome that they were computerizing or whatever. He was in on this before it even arrived, before they announced that the COVIDs had, you know, made it to the States in like January or whatever. So he was somehow in on this a little bit. And that's, you know, so that, yeah, I had to take a big step back and say, whoa, wait a minute. Now, don't get me wrong. Biden is a nightmare, you know.
Oh, I understand.
But
it's like Trump did all this good, but everything he did with these gene therapies just negates everything that he stands for.
Yes. And I also don't like, you know, when it started happening in the beginning, it's the one great move that he did when he defunded the WHO, when he cut them off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. You know, it was like, finally. And then he kept, you know, when he continued to use Fauci and some of the people he had up there speaking, I didn't like that part. You know, he wasn't getting non-biased, non-corporately funded scientific information. You know, he needed somebody up there that was not getting paid. And unfortunately, that wasn't going to happen. But, you know, when you learn what you do about him now. So I don't know. But I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up. I mean, I think everybody has to know somebody who's been injured or have literally died after
right.
taking these gene therapies. It's crazy. I mean, I
and meanwhile, Trump is out there every chance he gets to tell people to get them.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I literally, and the one I think that he worked on the most, I thought for some reason he worked with Johnson & Johnson, but he, I remember him going into their facility or something. They did a news thing on it, but he, I had a customer, and she literally, 54 years old, she had come into my store. She was doing really well, and she had just gotten out of the hospital. You know, she had recovered. She had it pretty bad, but she got through it. And I guess it was a couple weeks later, maybe 3 weeks later, her sister came in and she said, you know, I came in to see if my sister had anything in here on layaway or anything. And I said, why? And she said, well, because she passed away. And I said, no. I said, I said, what happened? And she said, well, she took the J&J. And I said, no, I said, I talked to her about that. I tried to talk her out of it. And I said, I even gave her some information, and she told me she was not going to do it. And she said, yeah, she said, me and my daughter talked her into going and getting it with us. And literally 10 days after the J&J, she had a stroke and died. And this was early on. So, you know, I knew early on. So many of my customers were coming in telling me that their elderly, they were put in the hospital and they died, you know, and I'm just like, thank God. I was so grateful that I knew what I do know, you know, I've studied this stuff for a long time, but it's just, you know, sometimes you just know when you're in the right place, when I'm a God woman, so you know, there's there's a time in your life where everything just, it all makes sense. I mean, it doesn't all make sense, but you know who you are, you know what's right, what's wrong, and sometimes you just know. And it was just so easy for me to know that this jab was just a horrible idea. Thank God my grown children, you know, didn't get it. Unfortunately, some of my other family members did, and it breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart that they trust these corporate-funded medical people more. I mean, I guess I don't know.
Well, the thing is that your family will never believe you on most of this stuff. You have to tell complete strangers.
Yeah.
It's just sad that's how it is. Your family will not believe anything that you're saying. You got to go on the outside.
Yeah. I mean, mostly my daughters and my mom listen. Thank God. So, but my dad didn't, and he's miserable. So it's just, yeah, you can't tell me people don't know these things aren't hurting people. There's just much evidence of it. So, but I could go on about that all night because there's too many stories, you know, that I have, and it's just crazy. And I know people get sick of hearing it, but it's like, you know, this is not going to go away until we just stop. People have to stop complying. I mean, they have to get to thinking again. Like I said, it's fear. When fear consumes somebody, everything else just kind of goes out the window. They're very controllable. And it's a very sad moment.
But the thing is that there were more people that were afraid of losing their job for not getting the gene therapy than they were afraid of getting a virus.
Yeah, right? I'm like, oh, I'd have been without a job. You know, I own my own business, thank God, and I had only opened it in February 2019. So this is a year anniversary. When that hit, and I was like, oh, no, you know? But I was grateful that I had my own business because I would have literally been fired probably everywhere because there was no way I was going to cover up my face. And I cannot, I mean, I just cannot wear a scam. It's just crazy.
You like what I call them. I've been calling them scams since day one.
I knew that's what you called them. So that's why I said that. But I definitely wasn't going to get the, you know, the injection.
The gene therapy?
No way. So I actually call them bioweapons because I honestly believe that's what they are. You know, people don't understand. And it's like, why all of a sudden the past few years, why did they change the definitions of things? They changed the definition of what a real vaccine is. You know, they've altered that to where now it can incorporate whatever this thing is. But people don't know this. You know, people are too busy. This is what's wrong with the world. Everybody has to, most families, you know, everybody has to work. Both the mom and the dad have to work. And then they're just so busy. They don't have time or they won't take the time to do this other stuff. You know, and then when they're not working, they're busy maybe with other events, or they're, you know, they dive into the TV and get lost in it. And that's, you and I both know, that's where a lot of the programming happens. So fortunately, I don't watch a lot of TV. So I just, I don't have time. There's too much learning to do. You know, so many people say, I'm so bored. I'm home alone. It's like, I treasure my time alone. I have a lot of it, but I love it. Because I love learning. And it's like, I said, I could never get bored. I said, there's so much to do, so much to learn. I said, I can't imagine being bored. So when people tell me that, it's just, it's strange to me. But I love to read and I just always have. And thank God. Thank God I have that desire because it's really helped keep me out of a lot of trouble. So, I mean, I was always connected with God from a young age. I always had that connection, but as far as the learning and stuff, you know, when you start in, when I was younger, you know, I'm learning and some of the stuff you eventually, I mean, I've been studying self-educating on wellness and nutrition and health and all this for, probably 36 years. And I, you know, you change along the way. You start out with a little bit and you learn and you just keep going. But I will say the most common thing among almost every healing modality would be the fruits and vegetables. I mean, that's still so important, and herbs. I mean, herbs are probably the purest form of God's creation yet to this day. It's the one food we can consume that hasn't been tainted, which I'm afraid to even say that. I'm afraid they'll start going and getting the herbs now and try to, you know, genetically alter them. So, which hopefully that doesn't happen. But I just wish people would take a step back, you know, and start looking at what's really important. And I think, I hope the last few years have brought more into that realm, but I don't know. I just really don't know. I think there's such a disconnection out there now with God, with, you know, I know there's people have many different names, but I believe we all come from the same source, and I think people have to get connected to that again. You know, I think people used to have a deeper, most people were very conscientious, and I think, you know, their knowledge and stuff wasn't without a conscience, and you have to have that, or else the knowledge is worthless. So I don't know. I do know. I think probably all the technology, all the frequencies, these, you know, all the 5G and all the stuff that's running through all of us, unfortunately, I think has a little bit to do with some of the disconnection. But it's also, like I said, it's the TV and the programming, and I don't know. Just people don't do what's important these days. I mean, how many people even sit around the table and have dinner together anymore?
Yeah, I know.
You know, so it's, and I mean, I was guilty of that too. I mean, I tried, but when your children are in sports and stuff, that's a little difficult. But so I don't know. You know, there's when you stop desiring, which, you know, so many people, they do. They always want more and more and more. And it's like, it's such a wonderful place when you stop doing that, you know, when you're content and you realize that you don't have to have more things in this world. And it's like, yeah, traveling and all that stuff, it's nice, but it's like, but you don't have to have it, you know? So it's, you just got to be grateful where you are. And, I think that's the key. So I wish this for, you know, my kids, and, you know, I wish it for everybody sooner than later, that you find that place and realize you are everything you need. And so,
well, something we you haven't done yet here, so I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way.
Okay.
And I'll just let you know right now, Christina, I'm at the point where my migraine's getting a little bad here, so if we don't make it all 3 hours, we'll do that next Monday. I'm just giving you a heads up here.
Oh, no, that's fine. I completely understand. I will tell you there was one medication finally that helped me. And it was, and you need to make sure you're staying well hydrated. I'm sure you do, but it was basically, they took naproxen. And you can have your doctor prescribe you naproxen 500 milligrams and also give you the Sumatriptan or whatever that's called. And you take those two pills at the onset of the headache. You take them at the same time. And it was the only thing that ever took mine away. And, I mean, I used to go to the hospital. Nothing would work. Those two pills taken together do wonders for a migraine.
I just remembered I have NAC, and that's always been successful for me, and I just remembered right now, but it won't go away like immediately, but within an hour if I take NAC, then maybe I'll I have my water dish is almost empty anyway.
Okay, you're saying NAC?
NAC?
Inositol-cysteine?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I never knew to take that for a migraine. That's interesting. Huh.
Well, it's more or less for allergies, so that's what mine is.
True. So, and you know, the I took an herb too. I still take it. It's a Chinese herb, and I've taken it for years, and it helped my respiratory, like for allergies and stuff. It was astragalus. Are you familiar with astragalus?
Oh, I have astragalus. Yeah.
Yeah, I take that every day. Because it literally my respiratory when I moved to Southeast Missouri, I had horrible allergies and would get a respiratory infection every year, and I don't anymore. So, but like I told you earlier too, part of that to do to the fact that I don't consume dairy anymore. So I think that was a huge reason.
Yeah. Well, I still like my grass-fed butter, so that's like the last thing that I
still do. I do use a little bit of, if I'm cooking something once in a while, I will use a little bit of the same thing. Just very
I just can't get into ghee. I've tried. I just can't do ghee.
Yeah, it's got a really rich flavor. It's definitely a little different than butter. So I can understand that.
Well, if you're cooking meat with it, it's fine. But I'm not going to put ghee on toast.
I can see that. So, do you have? I guess because it's warmer there, warm all year round, pretty much. Do you have allergies like all year long, or is it seasonal?
Just when it's super windy like it was yesterday and this morning.
Okay.
And I never had this until a couple of years ago.
Huh. Well, I have my idea of, our air quality now, too. I mean, I know it's been going on for years, but I believe chemtrails are a real, real thing, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're up there spraying stuff in the sky and just, you know, this Bill Gates thing. Oh, it's just insane. I mean, the thing of it is that this man was penniless. Nobody would listen to him. The only reason he gets airtime is because he's so freaking loaded.
At Al Gore. He lectures us on global warming, but he has a beachfront house.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how does that work?
If he believed in what he was proposing,
he'd be living in Kansas.
Exactly. Yeah. What did they told us? You know that the oceans are going to come up. Yeah. Yeah. So, why would they do that? Yeah, that makes no sense. Makes no sense. But
why does Barry Satoru and his husband Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, why do they have a house on Martha's Vineyard and in Hawaii?
Yep. Yeah.
Why does Bill Gates have a beachfront house in San Diego and in Washington, for that matter?
I started to say in Washington too. You know, and have you ever listened to Dan? Is it Dan Wiggins?
No, if it is, I don't know who he is.
He's the guy that did the documentary on geoengineering.
Okay.
You'll have to watch it. It's amazing. But he was saying, you know, they're spraying, what is it, sodium, barium. I forget all the chemicals that they're spraying up there out of those planes. And, you know, people are like, oh, it's condensation. It's like, no, there's chemtrails and there's contrails. Contrails will literally, and what was funny is I was driving to St. Louis one day from here, which is about an hour and a half away, and I'm looking up in the sky, and literally there is two planes, and one has a long white trail, and the other one, it's disappearing, you know, just a little bit behind it. And I said, there it is. There's the difference. The one that is disappearing very close to where it's coming out, that's a contrail, you know? The chemtrail are the ones that do not go away. They stay there and continue. And so I, you know, people think you're crazy when you talk about that, but it's like literally what they're doing is they're saying they're trying to block the sun, they're trying to cool things down. And Dan said what they're actually doing is they're with these chemicals up there, and they've been up there and tested them. They've got proof. He said they're creating a freaking bubble. And he said instead of keeping the sun out, what they're doing is they're trapping the heat in. He said, so that's why these summers, you know, the summers have been so hot. And he said they're trapping all that heat in. It can't escape because they put those chemicals up in the air and it's created this bubble, and it can't get through. So it makes a lot of sense. I don't know. But it just, you know, what do? There's no there's not a lot of justice these days for any of us. But I said so much for the pursuit of happiness, right?
Yeah.
They've made that very difficult to do. But everybody needs to realize that the people do still have the power in this country. And unfortunately, many of them have forgotten that too. So, you know, it's God and man, society and government. So the government is supposed to serve us. And I don't think they've done that for a very long time. And then Kamala Harris, did you hear what she said in her speech?
Not recently. She says a lot of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. She was in her, when she's talking about, you know, abortion, she basically brings up the pursuit of happiness, and I'm just thinking, honestly, that is just so scary that people just talk about, well, I don't even know if I should approach that subject, but, you know, I understand.
So you don't have to worry about being politically correct here.
Okay. Well, I understand that there's circumstances, horrible circumstances, where a young child is raped or something, and, you know, maybe at 12 or 13 years old, they're raped and they become pregnant. And I understand those situations. But for people to just...
That's what they call the straw man, because nobody in their right mind would say that that's acceptable. So they throw that out there just to prove that they're right.
Yeah, and that rarely happens. I know when I looked at the percentages, it was so low. And, you know, when I heard that every Democrat in the House voted, that the Republicans were trying to get a bill passed to where if a child is born, you know, once it's outside the mother's body and it's born, it's breathing, they were trying to pass a bill that the doctors and the nurses have to save that child. They have to keep that child alive.
Yeah, I don't understand how every single 100% of Democrats voted against that.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I'm like, that is pure evil.
So why is it that baby just can't get put up for adoption? There's people that line up for miles down the street trying to adopt kids.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's so true. I to think that a doctor and a nurse could even allow that they could be a part of that. I don't know. I think there's a bunch of reptilians in human costumes these days. But, you know,
I want to show you what we do here.
Okay.
Every night we play a Broccoli Man episode, and this is the new episode of the week.
Okay,
so we play it in lifetime, so you watch it with me.
Okay. All right.
So if you can pull this up on Rumble, and don't go through it yet, but let me know when it's up, and then I'll count down,
Rumble,
and we'll watch it together.
Okay. All right. Let me get there. See here. I gotta pull it. Okay, I'm here.
So have you watched a Broccoli Man before or no?
Yes. I haven't finished the Metaverse one. I watched the Broccoli Man gas stove. That was funny.
Which one?
So I haven't. On the gas stove.
Broccoli Man
gas stove.
Okay. Yes.
That was good. Yeah, that was good.
All right. So if you're ready, I'll count down and we'll play it together.
Okay.
All right. So I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1.
Are we doing the? Okay.
The Metaverse. I sent you the link to it.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Let me know when it's up.
Okay. It's up.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
So, Malik, when California makes it official that we get our reparations, we need to take off for a couple weeks and get down there. We need to get a fat tax.
It is amazing they'd be talking about giving us 5 milli just for being black. Those pussies like Mike will have to pay to us because he bees is white.
It is only fair that I become poor for the rest of my life because I was born with white skin.
Is you all going to the protest today? We'd be trying to get signatures to have Crayola remove the white crayons from these boxes.
Mike and I are going to the Paint Palace. Paint Palace says they are thinking about not selling any more racist white paint.
It will now be racially unethical to use the color white for anything. Tamer showed me a video of Klaus Schwab talking at the World Economic Forum. He said the world is ready to start eating Z-Bugs. That is how we save the planet. We all in the western part of the world stop eating meat. We only let the aliens eat meat.
They said they want us soon to live in the meatverse and we give up our carbon bodies. It will be so nice to not have a body anymore. We are just in the meatverse living our lives without any white peoples in it. Then we will not have any more racism.
They said by the year 2030 we will end nothing and we will be happy. That includes our own bodies.
But Malik, does that mean I can turn my skin color black so we can stay together?
I think you have to pay extra to change your skins.
I just hope we can keep the genders we have now. I really like being a travesty.
I know, right? I love being a trans outlaw.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. He always spits out some racist ish.
Well, he talks about how much he hates me trying to get pregnant.
I wish I could just slap him in his kumquats just because he bees his white.
If Broccoli Man was really for the people, he would go to our mostly peaceful rally at Paint Palace today. We are going to beat up all the white cisgender males. But I do not trust Broccoli Man because he is a cisgendered white guy.
Don't forget, we also have to beat up peoples for being Christian.
Please explain how that is not racist. You want to beat up people for their skin color.
We are protesting for everyone to be equal. That is why we need to get rid of all people that are cisgendered.
I bet this racist fool is also against me showing my nipples on Facebook now. Trans and non-binary women are now allowed to show their nipples on social media.
Personally, I do not care who shows what body parts on social media. You do you. I just don't think it is fair for only some people to show them off and others are not.
Of course it bees is fair. Everyone has the right to say them as trans or non-binary. If you make the choice to be cisgendered and be as a regular female, then that is your own fault.
Liberals need to be for peace and freedom. Now, today's liberals are 100% for war and want total tyranny. What happened to everyone living their best life?
We want everyone to be happy, unless you are white and cisgendered.
We want to take away everyone's gas-powered cars. Everyone needs to drive electric cars, as long as they are not Teslas. Elon Musk hates freedom and he can T-stand African Americans.
You dud. Elon is an African American. He was born in Africa.
It's not fair that the richest person has to steal the identity of African Americans.
He is not a real African American though.
He stole Twitter from us. He promotes hate because he allows all people to have a voice on there. It was much better before when I would find someone talking good about Trump. I can cuss their ass out and then report them. Then the racists would get banned off there. Now they have to stay on there even if I cussed them out and reported them.
If he was a real African, he would be black.
He was born in South Africa. How is that his fault?
There is no way he is allowed to claim he is an African American. Even if he was born in Africa, he should know better.
Well, sugar, have you ever been to Africa? Have your parents?
That's not fair. I have never been to Africa. My parents never went to Africa. But we are African Americans. He is not.
I can't want to go to K-Line and get my 5 milli for being black. Plus I get my money for being a trans.
Maybe if I wear sunglasses and a scab on my face, they might think I am black. Malik, can I borrow your biggest scam so I can come to Kalai with you and get some money?
Leap your scam. Quit trying to be something you ain't.
I just wish so bad I could be black.
Just tink. We can ban every single tink that bees is white. Golf balls, chess pieces, tighty whities, everything.
Don't forget we have to ban gas stoves to save the planet. Then we come the air conditioners.
I won't even read a book if the pages are lame anymore.
Just think, I am finna get 5 million for being black, plus my 5,000 a month for being trans. I can straight up retire already and I'm just a sophomore at SHIT.
Wait until the US dollar collapses soon. Then you will have nothing.
That sounds like a racist hater.
You just upset you paying for it.
If you don't like it, then you should have been born black.
You really think that the state of California is going to afford to pay everyone 5 million just because you are black?
They better. Near did.
It is their own fault for living there while being white.
Bleep those who won't pay me mines. Sugar, I have my auntie in Oakland. She said we can have our cell phone bills go to her address so we have something that says we are residents. Then we're all good for the 5 milli. Then I am finna take a picture of the millis with my breasts out since I'm trans.
Please stop woke politics. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and learn all about what is happening that you need to know about. He has great co-hosts, excellent guests, and news you need to hear. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live.
I would never in my life go to freedomizerradio.com. It is not woke. For us liberals, I will only watch Vomiting with the Stars of the Fake News Network.
Who cares about news? I am finna bees as a millionaire just for beesing black. With bees getting our reparations.
Alright, so that's an episode.
Yeah, that was great. That was good. Life is kind of like a cartoon right now, you know? It seems unreal.
Yeah.
So, I guess you've been pretty fortunate in Vegas, too. It hasn't been too crazy there, has it? You've been pretty free to do.
Well, I went 10 months without going to a store because I did not want to put on a scam.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
They don't need my money out there.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I mean, it just, you know, the logic and common sense just completely disappeared. Because I still say, you know, if these things work, then why are you worried about what I do? I mean, seriously, if you're mad, you know, I know the scams, I know what they say about all of them, but people don't truly understand what's going on there. And the other thing about the gene therapies, it's like, if they work, why are you worried whether I get mine or not? You're protected, right? I mean, that just makes no sense. But the problem is, people now, the ones that did go out and get them all, they know that they're not protected. And their systems are even weaker because it's, you know, it's an overload. It's called that something to do with imprinting the immune system. And they said you can overload it and then you lose immunity. So it's like, it's basically like this gene therapy has gone in and it's a bully, and it's bullying your immune system, your natural immune system. So it just, which you probably already know all that, but, you know, the people thought it was a vaccine, and it's definitely not. So, but they just blindly trust white coats these days, you know? It's like, oh, whatever my doctor says.
Yeah, as long as they're a doctor, you just blindly follow them.
And you know what? That's why everybody's sick these days. I'm sorry, but there's so few doctors out there that actually, you know, use their own thought process and knowledge to actually think things through and, you know, really figure out how to help somebody. Most of them are just, you know, robots for the corporately controlled pharmaceutical industry. And it's just, and it's literally what they are. You know, they don't know how to, they don't understand the body really at all. So it's just, they learn the parts, they learn how to label disease and then how to match a drug to it. And it's sad, super sad. So you'd think they'd actually want to make people well. I mean, it's got to be frustrating. I would think it would be frustrating for them to have, you have this person come into your doctor's office and they have this condition and you put them on medication. And then from then on, you know, they come back and they continue to have the same condition. And it's like, you're not helping them. You know, you're not curing. They have diabetes. They have whatever. You're not curing them. I don't know. I don't know where the satisfaction comes in for them. I mean, honestly. So, I'm just glad my daughters didn't go into the medical field after what happened to Patton these last few years. I'm very grateful they didn't. So, because they really brainwashed people. So, and then all the good doctors, they've basically moved on, which you can't blame them. So,
yeah, unless you're in Florida, you know, where the Florida Attorney General and Ron DeSantis fight for your behalf.
Yes. You know, I love Florida, and my family and I go to a little area called on 30A almost every year, and I've always wanted to move there, and now even more so. So I don't know. You know, I'd love to see DeSantis as our president, but then I know Florida doesn't want to lose him as their governor. So I don't know. I don't know what'll happen. But he has been one of the politicians that's actually stepped up and tried to protect and serve the people. He's the only one I've seen since I can't tell you when, that truly you know, doing what he's supposed to be doing. So it's people just aren't educated anymore. You know, they used to teach more about the Constitution and everything in school, but I think somebody said they took all that stuff out in maybe the late 70s. But I know in my high school, but I grew up in a small school, K through 12 under one roof, which I'm actually grateful I did. I loved it. I loved growing up in that small town. And, you know, we had to, our senior year, we had to study the Constitution and we got tested on it. You know, we had to take a test. And you did not get your diploma if you didn't pass that test. So don't question me on it now because I'm a numbers person. So I actually have a degree in mathematics, so I'm not real Constitution. I have to go back and look at it again when I'm trying to come up with something. But people need to realize that the government works for us. You know, we created them. So there's just a lot to all that. And once again, not taught in school anymore. And, you know, it's up to us as parents, I guess. We've got to make sure our children know these things. You know, my grandson, I'm definitely going to be making sure that they know all of these things. That's the only way we're going to change is from the bottom up. I know, I think it was Dr. Shiva is where I first heard that from, but it makes sense. You know, he talks about how, you know, to really change things, you're never going to get the government to change things. You know, it's got to be from the bottom up. It's got to be your nurses and all these people saying, no, you know, we're not going to do this. They have to just all refuse and stop. And then just in it, it's like the law enforcement in our town. They have to be willing to go against. You know, when the federal government tries to move in and stomp on our rights, it's the people, you know, the state, is, people have to remember the state have more power. The states created the federal government. Therefore, they cannot be equal, and they cannot be greater than. So, you know, once again, the sheriffs are the most powerful. You know, the decisions come down to them. And but it's got to be the bottoms-up movement to where the people just refuse to work. But like you said, they were all afraid of losing jobs. So they went ahead and did it. And it's like if they would have all just said no, we wouldn't be where we are.
I just can't believe, though, Christina, how many people were willing to risk their lives for $15 an hour.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, the one that really blows my mind are these parents that line their children up for these shots. I mean, what are they
doing? And they make their kids wear the scams.
Oh. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So, it's, we've, you know, it's probably going to get a lot tougher before it gets better, but we just all got to stick together. But, and I think we're growing. I think more and more people are, wanting to come to the
But do we have enough time? That's the question. And I think it's neck and neck. I don't think that we're that far ahead or behind. I think we're close. And I don't know which way it'll go. But I think the globalists, I think we're on a crash course that we go bad just as much as the globalists do.
Yeah. I you know, the food thing, what they're talking about now, it's like you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, when, you know, now Gates is, yeah, it's the son, and then now it's the, he's wanting to inject all the cows. It's like, really? I mean, somebody really needs to find something for this man to do. I mean, I really wish somebody
right,
could, you know, occupy his time. It's like, come on. Just maybe send him up into outer space, never to return. That'd be okay with me. So, actually, there's several of them I'd like to put on a spaceship. But unfortunately, I don't have the money and power to do that. As we all know, the money rules the world. That's for sure.
By the way, I did want to show you a second Broccoli Man episode because you're not too familiar with them yet.
Yeah.
So I want to show you a couple other characters.
Okay.
So there's Sumim, which is Super Ultra Mega Extreme Mega Man.
Okay. All right.
And then there's Liberal Person.
Okay. All right. I see that one.
All right, so if you're ready, I'll go ahead and handle business here.
Okay, you didn't want me to turn my volume up on mine, did you?
No, you're watching it for you. I have
okay.
the volume here.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, so when you're ready, just let me know and I'll do it.
Yeah, which one is it?
The one I sent you with Sumim and Liberal Person.
Okay, I see Liberal Person. Okay, hold on.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. So we'll do it. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, Broccoli Person. I hate you so much. You are such an angry, mean-spirited person who gets involved in everyone's business. I am hoping so much you are taken to a FEMA camp for disinformation.
Hey, that's great. Keep eating your hater O's for breakfast. I came in here to buy gas. I do not remember asking you your opinions about the gas I put in my car.
I don't care if gas is $100 a gallon. It does not affect me. I take public transportation.
Really? How do you think high gas prices do not affect you? Have you not noticed the prices of everything in this store have tripled in the last 6 months?
Matt is racist. I am a vegan. All the meat prices do not affect me because I do not eat meat or dairy.
Are you serious right now? Gas is up over 400% in just the last 6 months. You don't think the trucks hauling the vegetables to the stores have to pay extra?
Why are you siding with Broccoli Person? Aren't you black? You are a race traitor for disrespecting Brandon. I hate you racists so much. I am so loving and liberal.
You for real right now? You a white liberal telling a black man he is racist against black people for telling you why your food prices is high?
I am not just a liberal. I am a non-binary trans vegan liberal that supports the current thing.
Look, I am not playing with you today. You liberals think my ideas don't work because I'm not a raging communist like you. I hate wasting my time trying to argue and educate you fools.
You have an ID? But you are black.
What am I hearing right now? You don't think I can get identification because my skin color is darker than yours?
Well, there is no way you can be black. You did not vote for Brandon, so you ain't black.
You are probably one of the management for the KKK party. You are a something ducker.
Ain't that something? A white liberal telling me, a black man, that I'm in the Klan. Do you think the Klan now is a diversity program?
You are not a man. Gender is illegal.
You don't know how bad I want to cut you. Not right now. I will show you who is a man. But I am on the clock right now.
That's probably because they want you to testify about January 6th.
Look, you fool. I did not go to the Capitol. I was not in D.C. at the time. I was actually in SoCal working on arresting some anti-thugs who were destroying buildings.
You are a liar. Antifa does not exist. Those were mostly peaceful protests. Even CNN said so. Any violence was by accident and was all Trump's fault. Besides, Black Lives Matter. If you do not support Black Lives Matter, then you ain't black. You are way too racist for me. People that hate black people need to be re-educated.
Do you even hear yourself right now? You is cray-cray.
It is people like you who support the January 6th prisoners is why inflation is so high right now. You and Broccoli Person think those terrorists should get a fair trial. You all support protesting.
You does. You don't think people should be allowed to ask for a recount on a vote. Which is totally 100% legal. But you are okay with what went on in Seattle, Portland, and all the other major cities.
Don't forget the black-on-black crime like in Chicago. You guys is also cool with standing in front of Supreme Court justices' houses with guns and denounce you are going to assassinate people for not voting for abortion.
That is different. Those are liberal causes. It is okay to threaten violence only if it helps liberals. Anyone who does not support communism needs to be killed so we can have communism and the population in this country. That is what Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Bill Gates pay for. You dumb capitalist fools only think about yourselves. I am loving and liberal. If you were loving and liberal, you would support communism and Black Lives Matter. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady.
So you're saying you support the 1% of the 1% that want to give the earth over to Satan with nothing living on it?
Hey Sumam. Let's get out of here. We have to go pump gas and get back to work. One thing I have learned over the past couple years. Never ever argue with a communist liberal. They talk completely out of there, and they will just stand there disrespecting you until you leave. They refuse to have a conversation.
They don't even think right, bro. It's like they do not see their property taxes went up 10% with bad economic policies, and they want to blame everyone but the party.
If you property taxes go up like that, that is your fault. That does not affect me. I rent an apartment.
For real? Your rent won't go up?
If it does go up, it is because of people like you. You supported Trump and you did not get vaccinated against COVID. You also eat meat and are not gay. Plus you hate black people.
Please. Stop arguing with liberals. We have to learn how to cancel them and take back our country before we end up turning too far communist. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. He shares the latest in news against the globalists and promotes freedom. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and you can even call in to talk to him. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live. There are even other shows during the other time, so check the schedule. That is freedomizerradio.com.
I do not respect anyone that has a hole or a hole puncher. I am a non-binary trans vegan that supports drag queen story time. If you do not take your five-year-old to a drag queen bar and let them dance naked in front of other gay and trans people, then we do not listen to a thing you say. We are so loving and liberal. You people that say you support freedom do not allow five-year-olds to drink alcohol and let people smash dollar bills in their butts. Now if you don't mind, it is legal to pee now in public. You don't have to watch me anymore. I am going to pop a squat right here. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. You need more of these.
Wow.
All right. So that was an episode.
That was good. That was good.
So that's what we do around here.
Yeah, those are, I mean, they're clever. They're very entertaining. I'll have to get through more of them. But you've got quite a
few.
That's
funny. There's so many that you could binge watch them now.
That's what I was just looking through and I'm like, oh my gosh. I didn't realize there were that many. So, yeah, I'll have to get through them. Crazy. What else was I going to? Oh, I learned about, I don't know if you've heard of them. Have you heard of protocolkills.com?
No.
This is, I just discovered them a couple days ago, and it happened. One of the founders of it, she survived remdesivir. So she got thrown into the hospital, and they put her on remdesivir, and, man, she went through the whole ordeal, but she lived. And she tells her story, and it ignited her to go out and form this website and get all this information. So right now, if you go to protocolkills.com, they have forms on there, and they have the stories of people that you can watch, but it's fantastic. And these ladies are doing all this pro bono. It's okay. Wonderful, but they have the forms right there on the site that you can print. You want to, if you're going into a hospital for anything, and that's what they talk about on here, they're like, you don't have to be going in there for the COVID. They said it can just literally be, you know, you're going in there for a random thing. They said, but you have to do these things and be prepared because it can turn into a nightmare. So the forms are on there, and you print them out, you fill them out. You can even fill them out online. But they said before, you know, if you know you're going in for a procedure, make sure you get these forms done and you get them sent to the proper people at the hospital. And that way you're protected. So, I mean, because when you listen to some of these stories and the nightmares, I mean, it's just hard to believe that this is happening in our world right now. It really is. But let's see. I guess.
Yeah, I wanted to get your opinion on this here. So did you hear about M&M's where they're trying to appeal to the woke-topians? So they created purple M&M's to promote inclusion.
Oh, my gosh.
And femininity. So I guess there's male and female M&M's now.
You know what?
So brown, green, and purple M&M's are female, and the other ones are male. I'm trying to understand this.
Oh, my gosh, no. I had no idea. Ah.
So M&M's agreed to stop the wokeism with these special packs of M&M's that promote feminism.
Oh.
Or transism. I don't know exactly. And I don't care.
I mean, why aren't, I guess these women just don't see this. I can't believe there aren't more women that's not a little bit irate about all this. It's like, do they not understand that they're basically trying to destroy the woman? They're saying that anybody can.
Yeah, remember that that we even have Supreme Court justices that don't know what a woman is.
Oh, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's like, have they forgotten that we weren't always able to speak up and vote and do all these things? I just, once again, it's, I guess it's just hard. I'm just grateful, like I said, that I am where I am, because it's so hard sometimes to believe how people think.
Well, I talked about this for a few minutes last week. I'll get your opinion here. We can discuss for a quick second. Did you see that Facebook is now, they've been ordered to allow female breasts to be shown, but only if the females claim they are trans or non-binary?
Oh, that's crazy.
So
no,
Miley Cyrus
that.
Claims that she's non-binary, so she can show whatever she wants now. But you, as a cisgender, which means comfortable in your own skin, you're not allowed to if you chose to. And for me, it's not, hey, I have to see these things. I just think it's an all-or-nothing deal. You either let everybody show it or don't. I don't think people get special rights because they claim to be a special category that's not a woman.
I mean, you know, if that's the case, can I claim to be a tax-exempt person? I mean, seriously.
yeah, I don't think that works, but you can claim, you could claim to be, you could claim to be some unknown gender. You could make up your own gender and then you could do whatever you want, I guess.
I just refuse to participate in any of this. And if, you know, I've been thinking about getting off of Facebook for quite a while now because I can't deal with, you know.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm going to be there until they kick me off. Because the goal is to reach as many people as you can.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, you know, they keep us restricted, and it's just, I wish I had the money to go after them. I really do.
Hey, I get put in Facebook jail, but my thing is that as a radio show host, I don't want 5,000 parrots. So I'm not saying I accept liberals on my page, but I try to always keep the maximum amount of friends that you can on there. And I want to make sure that I'm throwing as much stories out there that I can that people can learn from.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. You know, but I also, you have to wonder, because I know how I am. There's a lot of these people I can't stomach to listen to. Like if I do hear, if they're presenting something that Kamala Harris said, I just can't stomach to listen to her too long. So I just have to turn her off. You know, I don't want to listen to Gates anymore. I don't want to listen to, I call him Klaus Swastika Schwab. I don't want to listen to him.
Yeah.
You know, I did some memes on a lot of these people that are part of the World Economic Forum a while back. I need to pull them back up and start sharing them again. Because when I shared them on Facebook, obviously, they were, you know, taking all of them off. They wouldn't let any of them be shown. I need to try that again. Since I think they've loosened up a little bit, but not too much. Not too much. And I don't know what to think about Musk either. You know, he's doing some great things.
I'll share what I've said for years on Elon Musk. So, he's a globalist, but he is in a war with the other globalists. So there's two different schools of globalists. There's the Klaus Schwab and George Soros types that are in their 80s and 90s, and they want mass destruction, and they want it now. Elon Musk just simply wants to be the richest person, and you can do whatever you want as long as he's making his.
Okay.
So That's two different things. I'm not saying Elon Musk is a great guy, but he doesn't get along with the other globalists.
Yeah, I didn't think, I kind of got that too, but I wasn't sure, you know, because I know he took the shots.
But what he did with all the Twitter files, and he's still working on them, that says a lot, though. So I think he has cojones, and he definitely is showing that he's fighting the globalists. But I'm not saying he's our friend either. I think he's in it for himself. Right. But he's fighting our battles that we can't fight. So who are we to argue?
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. When he started doing what he was doing, I was like, hey, you know, I got to watch this guy. I was like, this is great. So, no, I agree. So it's a positive thing. Finally, a good thing to see. I mean, it helped motivate a little bit that there are still guys out there with money that might actually do the right thing. So we just need to find more. And
I don't know where that puts him. Is he a bad guy? Probably. Is he a good guy? I can't say.
Right.
But he's fighting our battles, which is more than what we're doing.
Well, and, you know, probably the things that he's finding, that he's discovering, that was going on with Twitter, it's probably opening his eyes a little bit. And he's probably saying, you know, wait a minute, you know. So I guess all of it, that's all good. So at least he's actually, I know he has people that develop all this stuff for him, but isn't he a pretty intelligent person himself, or?
I would hope so.
Because like Bill Gates, you know, people don't realize he's not that smart of a guy. I mean, he's all the stuff that he's behind. Other people have done that. You know what I mean? So his essentially, he's got the money and he has people to, you know, do things for him. With Elon Musk, I think literally he helped develop stuff. So, but I could be wrong. I haven't done enough research on him to know that. But I just, you know, Gates has had some pretty funny moments in his past. You know, the pies in the face. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Are you aware that?
I always like that kind of stuff.
That was good. So I wonder, are he and his wife still getting a divorce? Are they divorced?
I think they're already divorced.
Okay.
Allegedly, she didn't know about Jeffrey Epstein.
That's what I heard, too. Yeah.
That's entirely possible.
Oh, absolutely. He's Bill Gates is creepy. He is so creepy. So that would not shock me at all. Not at all.
You know what's funny is that him and Jeff Bezos, it doesn't matter how much money they have, they still get divorces.
Yeah. And, you know, Bezos, too, he's kind of a creepy guy to me, too. I'm like, what's up with all these people? So, you know, you hear about the reptilians and Bezos and Gates and Zuckerberg, they all look like they could be part of reptilians. I don't know. But I just, Zuckerberg, he's kind of stayed out of the spotlight lately, it seems. Or they're just, I guess, not covering him much. I don't know. But now, you know, it makes me want to go back and watch that movie again about him. Because now I do wonder if maybe he did steal that technology from those two twins, or I think it was twins. But a little too late now. A little too late. So, now have you, so as far as like health and wellness, do you follow anybody in particular?
Not really. And by the way,
not really.
Since I'm barely able to keep my eyes open, I haven't been playing commercials. Normally we play commercials. I do have to at least play one here, so let me get that out of the way here, because we have to play this at least twice a show. One of our good friends, and he'll be on later on this week, there's a Christian rapper named Ninja Scroll that used to have a show here on Freedomizer, and so he's promoting his record label that he runs. He's promoting some artists, so I want to play that real quick here just to get that out of the way.
Sure.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve it, Coagula.
Solve it, Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalk ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be your goal.
Can you hear me now?
Just all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors. This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do... Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, I'm Mike. My birthing partner and I just got our new Weisnick of Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Weisnick of Freedom microchip. Since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip, I jumped on the Weisnick and joined.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart, and employed with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Hello to all you nincompoops and something luck airs out there. I am the Wiretap. I am here to represent Lysnica Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Lysnica suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Compute Tube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Lysnica suicide pod. Thank you.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Christina here as our hopeful Monday co-host, so I'm just glad you haven't asked where the restroom is and hung up the phone just yet, never to come back.
That's funny.
Oh, I've had goodness. People do that before.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they'll quit mid-show, and they won't tell me they quit. They just hang up the phone, and then I'm left to guess if they're coming back or not.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with people? So unprofessional. Oh, well. So I just, I'm just reading something, and you never know if these things are legit or not, but it's saying, and this, I hope this is not something old, but saying something about Biden getting ready to pay $80 per barrel to refill the strategic oil reserve. And it says 2 years after Democrats blocked Trump from filling it at $24 per barrel. Is that true?
Right. Oh, it's very true.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy.
Well, you can't give Trump any victories, according to Democrats. It doesn't matter how much it kills you. You might die from it, but you can't let Trump get the victory.
You know,
that's how liberals want it.
Yeah, no. I mean, I said hypocrisy and double standards. I've never seen it so vividly clear with any party more than that one. You know, I think Democrats, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, I think that was the end. I mean, it's sickening, the double standards.
And now that the files have been declassified and Tucker Carlson even played a bunch of it, and it's true,
yeah,
the CIA did get rid of John F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt. There's so many rabbit holes to go down into. And nobody has time. I mean, you know, you can go into a few of them, but I mean, it's infinite what you find out. I mean, the corruption is just blows your mind.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think that the deep state is trying to tell Brandon not to run for office, which is all these classified documents are showing up.
I think
why would
so
all
too.
Of them show up now?
Yeah, and his own lawyer. Yeah, I mean, his lawyers are the ones that exposed it. So, yeah. No, I think they want him out. So I don't know. I did listen to McCarthy's speech, basically. And, I mean, he said a lot of the right things, but a lot of politicians do. So I'm not going to take it to heart yet. But I hope he gets some good things done. We'll just have to see.
Yeah, I
but
think
I
that that party of 20 that kept voting against him all those times, I think that they made him sign a contract, basically, that is going to make him actually have to have a spine, or else he's out.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good.
That doesn't mean he's not going to be wimpy. He could be, but he's going to have a very short leash.
Yeah. They all need short leashes. They all need term limits.
Right.
I mean, when you think about the money that they all have and the fact that not one of them have sacrificed anything through these past 3 years, what have any of them sacrificed? And, you know, everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
And I also question why you don't hear, have any of them died? You know, there's a lot of fishy things, and it's like, why don't more people speak up about this? I mean, why can't they take some pay cuts? I mean, there's a lot of things that need to change. And I don't know if it needs to change or if just, I don't know. The government is so corrupt, I don't know if it can be changed.
No, and it's just sad that these people won't vote anymore on bills on their merits. They vote on who created the bill, a D or an R.
Yeah. Yep. Which is proof. They are not serving the people. I mean, it stopped a long time ago. But, I mean, it's so abundantly clear now. And I just don't understand why people just ignore it and think that, well, I think they truly believe that it's not going to affect them. And it's like,
well, that's part of it. Everyone thinks it's just business as usual and they don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's different.
And the rest of them say it doesn't affect me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is different.
You know what's funny with liberals? If they're arguing with each other, they'll say, you supported Trump. I didn't support Trump. You're acting like Trump. Well, I don't act like Trump, but you're acting like Trump. That's how they hate on each other.
Yeah, I know. And the other thing I noticed is, I mean, I literally had to, you know, detach from some friends on Facebook during the elections because they're so brutal. I mean, you can't have discussions with them. What they do is
no.
If they put something out there and you reply to it, just not attacking them, just, well, what about this? They literally come back and attack you. They don't come back with a rebuttal. They just attack you. I'm like, why did they do that? I mean,
yeah, so for example, when they say Trump should be arrested for all the crimes he committed, so if you just ask, which crimes did he commit, now all of a sudden you're the enemy.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's...
If you don't know what crimes Trump committed, then you're the problem.
Yeah, and look at the families that literally, some of them, like, disown people because of politics and because of these shots.
Yeah.
I know people who are not allowed around family anymore. I'm like, how sad is that? How sad is that?
I've seen kids straight up yelling at their parents and threatening to walk out of the restaurant because while they're waiting for their food, the dad takes off his scam.
Oh, my gosh.
You better put that scam back on, you dumb son of a... And just cursing at him and...
Oh, my gosh. I mean, if people
feel empowered.
Yeah, if they could just step back and see themselves, you know.
There has never, ever until now been a time where the youth is extremely compliant and the parents are the ones protesting.
Yeah.
Usually it's the parents that are pro-government and then the kids are protesting. This is the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, it is because, well, you know, Hillsdale University? You know, they actually still teach the Constitution and everything. But I think the majority of all other universities, it's true. And for so many years, because I kind of could see this with my daughters, one's 34 and one's 29. So the older one, she pretty much is kind of on the conservative side. Neither one of them are very political, but she definitely leans more towards the conservative side. But my youngest is definitely, she leans more towards, not really, but she like she didn't like Trump at all. But she went to a very liberal college. She went to Webster University. And so I do believe the universities are brainwashing them. And
well,
I think maybe that's what's happened, you know, because those age kids, although I don't know. I can't exactly figure it out, but it's very concerning. And I just, you know, I think about going back when I grew up, when I was a kid. It's like, oh my gosh, I would love to be able to take my grandsons, just take them all back, go back to the 80s, 70s and 80s. Because I don't like where our world is right now. Not at all. Not at all. You know, and then you talk about Ukraine and Russia, and, you know, I really like Lara Logan. And, you know, she was there. She's been in the middle of all this. So she's a smart lady, great journalist, and she's been highly suppressed. But I just, and the freedom of speech the past 3 years, there's just so many things that's got to change, it's got to stop. But it's got to start with, like you said, it's got to start with all of us, the people. I mean, people better start caring, because I guess they just don't understand what's coming if they don't. So, I mean, many of us will be okay. We know how to survive.
They think everything's Hollywood.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, I hope it goes away like a bad movie, but... but I'm not so sure, because the one thing I'm unsure of is the military. You know, are they on our side? Are they going to actually protect the people? Are they going to follow these goons too? You know, I really don't know.
And no, I can't verify that either.
Yeah, and you know, I grew up in a small town, but what's funny is a friend of mine, he is literally a 4-star general and head of NORTHCOM and NORAD. And boy, would I love to have a conversation with him. Not that he could tell me anything. But I just, yeah, I don't know. That's the part that scares me, because, you know, if the military's on our side, if they're really going to protect the people from this corrupt government, which is what they're supposed to do, we're going to be okay. But if they all get brainwashed somehow and... and take, you know, and actually take up for the government instead of the people, then we could be in a little bit of trouble. A lot of trouble. So I don't know. I wish I knew that answer. But unfortunately, that one's a hard one to know. So you'd almost just have to take surveys and go around and try to figure that out. I mean, I know a lot of military here that's just, you know, the lower end of the military, and they're definitely on our side. But
Well, it's just like in Brazil. Look at that election where they stole that, and there's still a fight over that.
Yeah, that's a corrupt guy. Oh. But what scares me, too, is I wonder how many of the military were given shots. That's terrifying.
How many of them complied?
Yeah. I mean, you talk about a way to destroy the United States. Weaken our military? Good way to do it. Why didn't they think of this stuff? I mean, seriously. That
well, they
one,
know the goal is to okay. is to ruin us, so that's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm positive. I think things will work out. I'm hoping this brings about some really good changes in the long run. So hopefully it'll expose a lot. I mean, you know, we've needed a medical revolution for years. So hopefully that might come about too. Need to go back to using all kinds of medicine, naturopathy, we need homeopathy, you know. We need to get the pharmaceutical companies out of the healing industry. We don't have a healing industry. We have an illness industry, sickness industry, but we don't have a healing industry. We
right.
really don't. So, and that's another one. If people knew what happened and how the allopathic medicine was created, you know, we need more good movies and documentaries to get the truth out there to people. You got to get them to watch them, but you know what's funny is most people that think they don't want to watch that stuff, and then once they do, they sit down and watch one. They're like, oh, wow, that was good, you know? So you just get them in front of them. It can help. So we just have to do our parts as parents and try to instill in our kids, you know, what it's going to take to survive and makes the world a better place. That's for sure.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Everybody needs to garden too.
I was going to say, I think I'm basically done for the night. I can't
okay.
get rid of my headache. And,
oh, no.
I don't want to keep you here thinking that this is how we always do shows.
No, that's
well, it kind
I,
of
yeah.
is, but not like this. So.
I get
but I'm
it.
Hoping
no,
that
I...
you liked your stay here, and I do hope that you want to do this again. I'd like to have you as a regular Monday person.
Okay. Yeah, we can.
I
we
hope
can do
this
it again.
Was more fun than 12 Kentucky Derbies.
Yeah, it actually wasn't as scary as I thought it would be. I think the reason I'm okay with this is because I'm not standing up, you know, in front of live people talking. I've done one talk up in front of about 200 people, and I did okay, but I'm just not a public speaking. It scares me to death. I'm nervous. So, no, this was okay. This was okay. I just need to keep preparing and have information that, you know, that people's going to want to listen to and information that can actually truly help people. So that's what we got to do, you know, these people talk about all these things and what's happening and what's caused it and how corrupt it is. But it's like, we understand that, but we need simple directions on what we can do, you know? So I think that's
yeah.
what we've got to come up with, just some simple ways to help people, you know how to survive and stuff through what's going on and raise their kids in this crazy world. So, but we'll get it done.
Okay, well, I normally don't have migraines, so... I want you to know that we'll be back, and I don't want to keep putting ads up looking for new people. I'd like to work with you.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely give it a try. I'm hopefully I won't fall asleep on you. I usually go to bed at 9 o'clock Central Time.
Oh.
one night.
And not 9 p.m. Pacific. You're probably saying.
No, I go to bed at 9 o'clock Central Time normally. So.
Okay.
But I'm saying I can handle it one night a week. That's not a big deal. So.
Okay.
Not a big deal. Not going to kill me. So. I did.
Well, next week we're staying the full 3 hours.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you feel better. Maybe do some hot and cold, and I don't know. Just you're probably a little bit imbalanced from previous, like, you know, you were talking about the bladder infections and stuff like that. You'll get there. Sometimes those medications will just imbalance us. I know I've had that happen to me. So.
Know with these heavy winds that even if I don't go outside, I still feel it inside the house. So that's where I'm at.
Okay. All right. Well, feel better. Hopefully you get some good rest.
Yeah, I'll be in bed in like 10 minutes.
Okay. Same here. Okay. All right,
everybody. I'm going to get out of here. So thank you, Christina. We'll hear back from you again. Plan for next Monday. And
okay. Everyone
else, I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Ooze.